సతీతూయాత్ అస్మదిష్టా సిద్ధే తపో విద్యావిరక్త్యాది సద్గుణోగాకరాన్ వాదిరాజ గృహముందే హిగ్రీవదాశయాన్ పూజ్య రాఘవేంద్రాయ సత్యధర్మనతాయ భజతాంగ ప్రోక్షాయ నమతాం కామధేనవే దుర్వాది ధ్వాంతరవే వైష్ణవేందీవరేందవే శ్రీరాఘవేంద్ర గురువే నమోదంతి ఆళ్వే ఆ పాదమౌళి పర్యంతం గురునామాక్తి స్మరే తేన విఘ్నా ప్రణశ్యంతి సిద్ధించ మనోరథ హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. వీఆర్ డూయింగ్ ది ఇంగ్లీష్ సెషన్ ఫర్ విష్ణు సహస్రనామ. We do the Rishi Devata Chandas and then start. Asya Sri Vishnu Divya Sahasranama Stotra Mahanantasya Sri Veda Vyaso Bhagavan Rishi Anushtup Chandha Sri Mahavishnu Paramatma Sriman Narayana Devata Sri Lakshmi Narayana Prasada Siddhyate Japa Vinyoga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Vishwasmay Namaha Om Vishwam Vishnur Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu Bhuta Krut Bhuta Prut Bhavo Bhutatma Bhuta Bhavanaha భూతాత్మా పరమాత్మా చ ముక్తానాం పరమాగతి అవ్యయ పురుష సాక్షి క్షేత్రజ్ఞోక్షర ఏవ చ. సో హియర్ వీ హ్యావ్ డన్ ఫర్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ అండ్ సెకండ్ వర్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ డన్ అప్ టు అవ్యయ అండ్ దెన్ టుడే వీ విల్ బి డూయింగ్ పురుష. సో పురుష దిస్ ఈజ్ ద శబ్ద దట్ ఈస్ ఫ్రీక్వెంట్లీ యూస్డ్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రీక్వెంట్లీ ఇన్ వేదాస్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దిస్ పురుష సూక్త వేర్ Bhagavan is addressed as Purusha. The Shabda Purusha is used for multiple meanings, multiple persons, multiple ways. It is used in Shastra. Like for example, in Bhagavad Gita it said, Dvavimo Purushau Loke Kshrashchakshraye Vacha. There are two kinds of Purushas in this universe. So, Dvau Imo Purushau. Purusha means there are two kinds of Purushas, it is saying. And sometimes we use it for Paramatma, sometimes we use it for others. But when we use it for Paramatma, the meaning is different. When we use it for others, the meaning is different. So the same Shabda, Purusha, is used for Paramatma and also for others. When it is used for others, it is used in one particular meaning. When it is used for Paramatma, it is used in totally a different meaning. For Paramatma, all the meanings that are there, నామాని గౌణాని విఖ్యాతాని మహాత్మన యాజ్ భీష్మాచార్య సేస్ ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆల్ ద నేమ్స్ ఆర్ గౌణ మీన్స్ దెర్ ఆర్ అగైన్ టూ మీనింగ్స్ ఫర్ గౌణ. గౌణ మీన్స్ లైక్ నేమ్ సేక్. గౌణ ఇస్ ఆల్సో మీన్స్ గుణ వాచక. విచ్ ఎవర్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ద గుణాస్ ఆఫ్ పరమాత్మ దట్స్ వై దే ఆర్ గౌణాస్. సో హియర్ ద పురుష నామ ఈజ్ హౌ వాట్ ఎవర్ గుణాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ అబౌట్ పరమాత్మ దట్ వీ విల్ థింక్ అబౌట్ in this session for meanings of Purusha. And in this in English session, the Shabda Purusha comes from the root word. We call it Pratipadika. In noun forms, the root word is called Pratipadika. The root word for this Purusha is Pur. Pur. So the word Pur is similar to the word Gir. Both are Rakaranta Shabdas and the word is like Poohu. So the Ekavachana Shabda for Pur is Poohu and Ekavachana Shabda for Saptami Vibhakti Pur is Puri. Puri or Giri means Giri, Gihi means word and Poohu means it means Patana or city or nagara, any city is called Poohu. That is the root meaning of the word Poohu. That's why Puri means inside a city, in a patana, in a nagara. And in Bahuvachana, plural form, Saptami Vibhakti, locative case is Purshu. So Puri, Puriyoho, Purshu. Purshu means in the cities. Puri means in the city. So we can use in Ekavachana or Bahuvachana in for Paramatma. When we use Ekavachana, it means in every single city. Ekavachana, when we use Puri in every single city. And in Bahuvachana, we use Purshu in all the cities. What city? What nagara? What patana? What are we talking about when we say city in Shastras? And the city we are talking about here is the Deha. Or the body of every being. That is also a Puri. and are poor. And another form for that is pura. Pura is napumsakalinga shabda. Pratipadika is pura. That has same meaning as puhu napumsaka, I mean strilinga shabda. This puhu and gihi both are strilinga, feminine gender shabdas. And the root word for pur or puhu is pur. Pur is the root word. And for the root word pur, ekavachana shabda is puhu. So here, for all the jivas that are there, which are taking the bodies, Paramatma is resident, he is present inside all the bodies, and also he is present inside all the jivas. He is present inside the hearts of all the bodies. He is present inside the hearts of all the jivas. So all these are puras. Four different kinds of patanas are puras. That's why Raghavan Swami in Pratisankalpa Gadya, he talks about Chaturupatmaka. Chaturupatmaka, there he is. Dehantargata, Dehavyapta. Jivantargata, Jivavyapta. So Dehantargata, Dehavyapta. Jivantargata, Jivavyapta. Deha is one patana. And the Hrudaya of the Deha is also a patana. And the Jiva is a patana or a city. And the Jiva Hrudaya is another city. In all these four kinds of city, Paramatma is residing. So it's the root, the shabda here is shete. She is the root word. She or sheing. She or sheing is the sheing shayane. Sheing avasane. Living or staying or sleeping, lying down. The same word she is used for shaya, you know, like, you know, seshashayi. Seshashayi means one who is lying down on sesha. Seshe, sheteiti sheshashayi. There, shayi is the outcome, final outcome of the word she is shayi, seshashayi. Here, the outcome, final, you know, because there are different grammatical rules. So here, puru or puri, shete iti purushaha, or purshu, shete iti purushaha. Purshu means shareeshu. Purshu shareeshu. Purshu sharira namaka purshu. Shariram is puhu. Shariram puhu iti. Shareeshu purshu. Sharire puri. So in singular it is puri. And what is puri? Hrudayakhya pattane shete asti iti purushaha. So purushaha and purushaha both are valid grammatical formations only, and both are coming out of two words. The first word is a noun form, and that is pur, and that noun form is pur, and the verbal form is she. And the samasa, vigraha vakya, this is a samasa, purusha is a samasa shabda. Further, the vigraha vakya is puri shete iti purushaha. Or purshu shete iti purushaha. That is the formation of the word. So the Lord is present inside every single deha or body, and every single heart of the body, every single jiva, and every single heart of the jiva, and all these four are cities or patanas. So that is one meaning. And the second meaning is you know, like, you know, the Lord, tat srishtva tadevanu pravishat, whenever he created the living beings, various kinds of living beings are there. For example, there are two-legged animals, there are four, like two-legged is like human beings, four-legged animals there, the birds are there, they have two legs, but they have also wings. So there are different kinds of animals are there. There are also trees, which are not moving, immovable trees are there. And all these living beings that are there in the universe, so Lord enters them, the Lord created them, their bodies, and then entered their bodies in that form. In other words, if there is a four-legged animal, the Lord took a form of the four-legged animal and present inside the four-legged animal to make the four-legged animal exist. Same way for a two-legged, anything. So this is mentioned in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad like this. Purashchakre dvipadaha, purashchakre chatushpadaha, pura sapakshi bhutva, पुरः पुरुष आविशदिति वा स वा अयं पुरुषः सर्वासु पुरुषु पुरिषयः. सो द पुरास् द लॉर्ड बिल्ट सो मेनी सिटीस् सो मेनी पटनास् ऑल दोज आर लाइक इन द फॉर्म ऑफ टू लेग्ड और फोर लेग्ड एनिमल्स. सो पुरः दट काइंड ऑफ ए पटना द पुरा ही बिल्ट एंड देन ही एंटर्ड all those puras. This is what is mentioned in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and there acharya in the bhashya says purushah purushu sthitehe pura akheshu eva deheshu hrut puriyapi vasati asau. The lord is present in the name of purusha or purusha in all the puras or the cities which are called the, you know, the dehas, the cities that are called bodies, are the bodies that are called cities. Here both are representing the same thing, the bodies deheshu and also all the hearts. So pura akheshu eva deheshu hrut puri api. So in all the hearts and all the bodies of all the beings is present. So this is what the meaning is. So acharya explains that in the bhashya. The same way it is also present in another place, like in Bhagavata, it is mentioned as Bhutair Mahadbihi Ya Imaha Purovibuhu Nirmaya Shete Yat Amushu Purushaha. So in Bhagavata, the same kind of meaning is given. It says, in all the Bhuta means living beings, Mahadbihi Bhutaihi, all kinds of living beings, Imaha Puraha Vibuhu, all these are like cities for the Lord. He built them and he entered them. See here, whenever something is entering something or something is present in something, that means it is seeking a support of that. For example, if there is a liquid present in a vessel, the vessel is holding the liquid. It is holding. So the same way we get a doubt, when Paramatma is entering all these objects, does it mean he is seeking the support from all those objects? All those objects are supporting him. Does it mean that means? No. He does not need anyone's support. He entering inside them, not to seek support from them, but to guide them and to drive them and to give energy to them and to run them. Just as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hruddeshejuna Tishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantrarudhani Maya. Bhagavanta Ishvara Narayana, he is present Sarvabhutanam Hruddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. O Arjuna, he is present in the hearts of all the living beings. Why means Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantrarudhani, to make them run like puppets. He is present inside them and runs them as if they are puppets. Of course, there is a difference between puppet and the living beings like us. The puppets don't have any feelings. We have the feelings. But as far as the freedom is concerned, the puppets don't have freedom and we also don't have freedom. So that's what is conveyed there. And in Mahabharata Shanti Parva, also this pura, the body is described like this. Navadvaram puram punyam etaihi bhavaihi samanvitam vyapya shete mahatma yah tasmat purusha uchyate. In Shanti Parva, it comes, so there Bhishma describes this Navadvara, this Patana, this Pura, this body has nine, is like a city which has nine doors. Like, you know, whenever there's a big city is built, the government or the builders of the city, what they do is they put entrance points for the city. You know, there may be 3, 4, 5, 10, whatever, number of entrance points to enter the city from different places, like on the roads. So those are the entrance points. Like this, our body is like a city and we have 9 entrance points, 7 entrance points in the head and 2 entrance points down below. So totally 7 entrance doorways are there for this city of the body. So that's how it is described in Mahabharata also. And in Bhagavata, another place is Purani Anena Sushtani Nutir Yagrushi Devatah Shete Jivena Rupena Pureshu Purushohi Asau. Along with the Jiva, the Paramatma is present in all these bodies which are acting like cities that give residence for the Jiva, and jiva cannot stay independently in the body. So to help the jiva and the body, Paramatma is present each and every single body along with the jiva. So jivena rupena saha. So not that Paramatma is present in the form of the jiva, but he is present along with the jiva. Jivena rupena means it has two meanings. One is in the form of the jiva. So Paramatma is not in the form of the jiva. He is along with the jiva. Jivena rupena saha means along with the jiva, the Lord is present. And then there's another meaning is given here. Purusha means one who has purushatva. Purushatva means the ability to generate, the ability to produce the offsprings. That is called purushatva or pumstva. And Paramatma, he says like, he is the greatest purusha, because Vadiraja says in Purushasukta Vyakhyana, while commenting in Purushasukta, Om Sahasra Sisha Purusha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumim Vishvato Vrutva Atyatishtad Dashangulam Purusha Evedam Sarvam Yadbhutam Yachabhavyam. So this Purusha, he has got infinite number of heads, infinite number of hands, infinite number of legs. And not only that, he generates infinite number of beings. That's why he is called Purusha. So, and that is also explained in Gita Bhashya in one place. Krishna says, Maya adhyakshena prakrutihi suyate sacharacharam. Maya adhyakshena prakrutihi suyate. Krishna Paramatma says, because of my purushatva, my potence, my abilities, my capabilities, what I do is, I make this prakriti. Prakriti has two parts. One is the inert jada prakriti. Another one is the chetana prakriti. Lakshmi Devi is the chetana prakriti. And Lakshmi Devi controls the jada prakriti. Jada prakriti is under the control of Lakshmi, who is under the control of Paramatma. So Paramatma controls both chetana prakriti and jada prakriti. And chetana Lakshmi controls all the jada prakriti. So this jada prakriti and chetana prakriti, Paramatma uses in to produce all the living beings in the world. So what Paramatma does is, he makes all the living beings in the sukshma form, he makes them enter Lakshmi Devi, and so that Lakshmi Devi, like a mother, deliver them all, but not in the sense of the worldly sense. They are beyond the worldly limitations. It's what you call adbhuta, and it is not like anything that we can imagine. It's unimaginable. It is adbhuta. So in that way, Lakshmi Narayanas, they generate all these living beings. That's why I said, Prakruti Suti Drashta Karta Ahameva Ityartha. So in Gita Bhashya says, Prakruti is the delivering mechanism. So the Jada Prakruti delivers with the help of Chaitanya Prakruti, Lakshmi Devi, and both of them are like trying to generate all the living beings in that. And Paramatma, he supervises, he is the drashta, he is the karta, he is the seer and he is the doer. Seer and the doer. He sees, supervises, oversees everything, and also supervises, does everything. So he is a swatantra shakti. He makes the chetana prakruti, use the jada prakruti, and are the living beings. So that's what is mentioned here. Prakruti suti karta ameva. I alone is drashta and karta, seer and the doer. Both are myself. That's what Krishna says. And then in Brahma Sutra Bhashya also this concept is mentioned. Vyavadhanena sutistu pumstvam vidvadbhiruchyate. So the suti or the delivery is done vyavadhanena. That means everybody is not delivered at the same time. Imagine this entire universe. People are all getting created. The bodies are getting generated. They get destroyed. Again, new bodies come. New people, new jivas acquire new bodies. All these things happen at different intervals of time, at in the proper order. Everything goes on. And that all of that is caused by Purusharupa, Paramatma. And that's why he's called Pumstvam. That is his Purushatva. Pumstva, Purushatva, both mean the same. Pumstva means Purushatva. Purushatva means the ability to generate. And the Paramatma's ability to generate is infinite. So this is what the Vidvadbihi, the knowledgeable people, that's what they say. So it's told by the knowledgeable people. So this is Brahmanda Vachana, Brahmanda Purana, Acharya quotes in Brahma Sutra Bhashya. While commenting in Brahma Sutras, in the Bhashya, Acharya quotes this from Brahmanda Purana. And also he quotes, Stri Dvara Apatya Utpadakatva Samarthyam Eva Pumstvam Purushatvamiti Nirupayati. Through a woman, generating the children is the Utpadaka Samarthya of a Purusha. And in that sense, the Lord has infinite generating capacity, because he generates not only all the human beings, but all the even minutest living beings that are there in this universe, even like a bacteria or a virus, Paramatma generates. So all these are generated by Paramatma. So that's what is said. So, Tadrusha Purushattvam cha Asadharanataya Bhagavati Vartate iti Asadharanyena Vyapadeshaha Bhavanti. So, Bhagavanta's this creation power is asadharana, means extraordinary. It is not anything like what we can conceive. It's inconceivable and unimaginable. So iti nyayanusarena bhagavan purushaha iti vyavahriyate. That's why Bhagavanta Narayana is called Purusha. So that's what is said. And that is one meaning, I mean some of the meanings. And then another meaning is Pur means also agragamane, like purohita. We say purohita means one who does everything in the beginning. Or purohita, one who is very dear, one who is helpful to the pura. So there are two meanings. One is pura means patana. So purohita, one who is helpful to the whole city. That's why it's purohita. Or purohita, one who comes, you know, before any divine action, any seva, any services to be performed. The first one to guide us will be Purohita. That's why the one in the very beginning of a ritual, he is Purohita. That's why it's called Pur. Pur Agragamane is Purusha. That's why it's called Purohita. And here Paramatma is Pur Agragamane. So that's also Agni Namaka. Also Paramatma, when he is Agre Nayateti Agni. When we try to give the meaning Agni for Paramatma, we say Agre Nayati Aniyati, Agre Nayati, Iti Agnihi, one who guides by being in the very front. Unless he guides, nothing moves. That's why he's Agni. So similarly, this Purusha, in this meaning, the Purusha has similar meaning. Pur Agragamane, Prakrutaha Purushaha, that means in this creation, right from the beginning, he is there and he makes everything happen. So he is there from the beginning of the creation. That's why he's called Purusha. Purusha means one who is there from the beginning. Pur Agragamane. So that's why Shaha is Asti Shete. Then another meaning is Puru. So this Puru, Bahulaha Shaha Cheshtaha Yasya Saha Purushaha. So another meaning for Puru is Bahula, plenty, many, lot of them. So that's another meaning for Puru. So Puru Shaha. So Puru Bahulaha, many. Many, infinite number of. Puruhu Bahulaha, many, infinite number of. Shaha means Cheshtaha, Cheshtaha, activities. Infinite number of activities of the infinite beings that exist in this infinitely large universe, that Paramatma is Purushaha. So here it is Bahurihi. Puruhu Bahulaha, Shaha, Cheshtaha, Yasya Saha Purushaha. That means one whose activities are infinite number of activities, he performs in by being in the infinite number of beings and works through them in infinite ways. That's why he is Purushaha. So the thing is Shakaraha Prana Atma. So Shakara means Prana or Atma. So the life force, that is also Shakara. So Purushaha, one who is the life force for the infinite number of beings in this universe, that's why also he is called Purushaha. So these are some of the meanings that we have, I'm just mentioned in this word Purushaha, and there are a lot more meanings. We will see other meanings in the next class. So here I am passing it, so that if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu, Hare Srinivasa.